Poetry on the Radio. Today, Michelle Brock.
Sweepstakes. It's the fourth week of another COVID lockdown, and I'm slicing fruit for breakfast when the call of a young magpie reminds me to leave the scraps out for the birds instead of tossing them in the compost. Maybe the parrots will return to add a splash of colour to my day. My eyes squint as I step out into the bright sunlight and scrape the leftovers into a dish beside the bird bath. When I turn to walk inside, a sudden swish sends shivers down my spine. A crow has landed on the grass behind me. "Get out, they're not for you," I scowl. Responding with a mocking caw, the crow grabs a piece of rock melon and retreats to the upper branches of a gum tree. It leaps higher towards an untidy collection of sticks, where a chick reaches up to feed from its parent's beak. There'll be nothing left for the parrots this morning, but who am I to choose? Crows love their children too. Football game at the refugee camp. Some win, some lose. From a barbed wire fence, birds watch children play. This poem is written as a tanka prose. As the name suggests, the form combines prose with tanka. Tanka poems originated in Japan more than 1300 years ago as short lyrical poems written in five lines. I love that such an ancient form is still relevant today. I wrote this poem during the last COVID lockdown, which caused me to think about the millions of refugees around the world confined to camps or detained for indefinite periods. Sweepstakes. It's the fourth week of another COVID lockdown, and I'm slicing fruit for breakfast when the call of a young magpie reminds me to leave the scraps out for the birds instead of tossing them in the compost. Maybe the parrots will return to add a splash of colour to my day. My eyes squint as I step out into the bright sunlight and scrape the leftovers into a dish beside the bird bath. When I turn to walk inside, a sudden swish sends shivers down my spine. A crow has landed on the grass behind me. "Get out, they're not for you," I scowl. Responding with a mocking caw, the crow grabs a piece of rock melon and retreats to the upper branches of a gum tree. It leaps higher towards an untidy collection of sticks, where a chick reaches up to feed from its parent's beak. There'll be nothing left for the parrots this morning, but who am I to choose? Crows love their children too. Football game at the refugee camp. Some win, some lose. From a barbed wire fence, birds watch children play. Football game at the refugee camp. Some win, some lose. From a barbed wire fence, birds watch children play.
Today we heard Michelle Brock on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. Go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.
Poetry on the Radio, a half-hour program of poetry readings, features and news from around the ACT. Half an hour following ArtSound Radio Theatre, Sundays at 4:30 p.m. and Mondays at 10:30 p.m.